Hey, it's Mike,
Sean,
and AJ
of The Confused Breakfast.
If you love classic movies
from the 80s, 90s, and 2000s,
we're the podcast for you.
We just finished up May of Sway's Uncaged.
All Nick Cage and Patrick Swayze movies.
Dirty Dancing, Donnie Darko, Face Off, The Outsiders, and National Treasure.
Check us out wherever podcasts are found.
You will be glad you did.
My darlings, we have special guests. That's right, two of them today. Kelly from Beyond the Blinds. Hello, darling. You've been here before. How are you?
I'm so good, and I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for having me back.
I always love an excuse to have you on. Now, we're talking about the Challenge All-Stars today, and honestly, like, who better than a Challenge All-Stars veteran? Jemmy is fucking here on the fucking podcast, you guys. What's up, girl?
I mean, thank you for having me. You came to mind right when I started it. So I am so happy to be here and to talk all things Challenge with you two.
I am so freaking excited to pick your brain about this because if you haven't checked out the episode I did with Jemmy, well, if you haven't checked out Jemmy's podcast, do that. But if you haven't checked out that episode specifically, that was a lot of fun because she let me just like pick her brain and ask like Challenge nerdy TV questions that I've had. The most interesting one I have to say that stuck with me was one of my questions was like, what do you guys do after you get to like the top of a mountain? Like, how do you get down? And she said, no, they generally will like fly us out or copter us out. But what's his name?
Alton. Yeah.
He demanded that he run it back himself, which kept them waiting in the like vans, like needing to shower, like that feel, like just the feet. Like after that, I bet you all you want is a shower.
And your cell phone, because we had not had our cell phone for weeks. And we're like, all right, as soon as we get down to the bottom of this helicopter, we get our cell phone in our hand. And they're like, no, we have to wait till Alton gets to the bottom. I still get pissed off about that day.
That stuck with me. I didn't even happen to me, but I'm like that. I think of it at least once a week. I'm just like that asshole.
It was such an asshole move. And so he did selfish. It to be an asshole.
Oh, God. It's like, okay, we get it. You can. Like, yeah. We get it. You can do it if you wanted to.
He knew it was going to prolong production a little bit longer, and he loved to fuck with production. He's like the Kanye of the Challenge.
Oh.
That's unexpected, too, from him.
That's also a very horrible reputation.
Yes, he's literally the Kanye of the Challenge.
I wonder if, like, do you know if the producers, like, secretly hate him?
Oh, my God, they hate him. It's no secret. They were like, we don't want to fucking wait on you. Like, it's no secret. Like, by that point of the show, at the end of All-Star Season 1, it was very well known.
Oh, God, at the end, you're like, we're done already. Oh, my God. Yes. So, yeah, sticks in my head. Okay, so I think the best way to start this out is to go through the cast of the current All-Stars Challenge.
Yes.
Get our thoughts on each of the people. This is the part I'm actually most excited about. And then I think naturally we'll like talk about what's happened, but I just need to kind of go through and hear. Okay, this is going alphabetical. So this is not an order of importance, anyone. Ace.
Callie, you can go first.
I mean, I don't really have a ton of Ace thoughts. I think him and Adam look a lot alike, and sometimes I get them confused. But I remember Ace from like back in the day, but I basically just remember that he's like country. That is my one thing about Ace that I will always remember is like a Southern country boy.
Jemmy? He's just there. And I'm saying that as someone who's like filmed with him. He's just there. Like sometimes you forget he's there. I get that, you know, a lot of the girlies find him really attractive. So they get mad when I say that. But yeah, he's just there.
Oh, I'm not mad. Yeah he just seems there. Like that guy. Yeah. He seems like, see, Ace for me is like my little crush. Like my high school, like he reminds me of like my youth crushes.
There.
You know, like, and so just his presence, that's all he has to do is be there. If he was more loud or whatever, then he wouldn't have that same like lovable Ace quality. If he was
that's
like,
fair.
You know what I mean? Because he's just like so easy to have a crush on.
Good humans don't always make the great TV. And he's definitely one of those good humans that just kind of gets lost in the shuffle of a big challenge cast.
100%. He even, there was an interview soundbite where they had to vote. And he's like, oh man, I don't want to vote for Rachel. I don't want to vote for Veronica. I don't want to vote for any of them. I'm like, okay. And like, that's why you're just here? Sweet because that's cute. But like, no, dude, that's not how you play the game.
Yeah, no, he is. He's like that in real life too. He doesn't have a lot to say, but when he talks, his words like hold power. I guess that's another good way to explain him.
Oh, okay. That's kind of sexy.
Kelly, I think you're the one that kind of described him as an owl once. And I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, I said he's like the wise old owl of the challenge.
And I was like, bam, that's it.
I could see that for sure. I could see that. Okay, how about Adam?
I kind of have the same feelings. I do remember I thought Adam was cute when I watched the challenge when I was like 11. I remember thinking Adam was one of like the heartthrobs. You know, he could be in a boy band. Now, I'm actually think he's doing pretty well. And I know there's a showmance coming for him, which I'm excited to see play out.
Yes.
Oh, is there?
Yes. I mean, they're together in real life. I don't think it's a spoiler because it's filmed over a year ago and they're together in real life. She's playing stepmom to his kids.
Oh. And
do you want to know who, Emily? Do you know?
Yes. I don't know. Who?
Avery.
Oh, I got that vibe.
Yeah,
okay.
Avery
yeah, I got
Adam
those vibes.
Are like living together. She's, you know, in photos with his children. And he's one that I genuinely did not remember this man. When he popped up on the cast list, I could not tell you one single thing about Adam. But okay,
I
think he has
potential. I was crazy. I was
same
like,
girl. Woo. I'm like, I've run in this circle with these people. I've never heard of this man. But yeah, I think he has
potential.
That makes
me feel better. Okay, yeah. I really thought he was gay. I'm not going to lie.
I would have thought that if I didn't already know he was with Avery. If I just saw his photo in like the first few minutes, I would have thought that too. But no, he's with the hottest bitch on the show.
And I was thinking, like, because when I'm like, do I remember him? I think I might be confusing him with someone who is gay. And that's not actually Adam, but like who I'm thinking of. I don't even know who I'm thinking of. But I'm like, maybe that wasn't Adam.
Yeah, no.
Maybe I don't know who he is.
All these white men from MTV back in the day look very similar.
They do. Oh, that's kind of weird. They do. Like, they really do.
I agree. The Ace and Adam thing. Who's who?
Yeah. Okay. How about Avery?
I love Avery. I loved her since her season when, you know, she fought Naya. And I'm just ready to like see that on TV again, not fighting Naya, but like the energy that she has. Like, I think that she's more like a sleeper. It might not come off as like, you know, like a Rachel or a Kara, but I do think like she's almost like Amber B from Big Brother?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Avery scrappy. AF. Yeah. Like Avery, if you will square out with Naya in a fist fight, you'll take on any challenge or elimination without any hesitation. And she's great to look at. I mean, we all can agree that that girl is Miss Hooters for the past 14 years for a reason. Like, she's very nice to look at.
Is she really?
Yeah, girl. She's like the face of Hooters. Like, she's worked at Hooters her entire life. I'm fascinated with her Hooters career.
No, serious.
I am fascinated with her Hooters career. She's literally worked there since she was like 15 years old.
Whoa.
I want to be as dedicated to anything in life as this girl is to Hooters.
Seriously. Does she get like some major salary from them or something? Like, what?
Then she probably owns stock at this point.
I was going to say. Okay. Well, here, the next one up is a little bit complicated. Ayana.
I love Ayana. I love Ayana as a character. I've never done a show with her, so I cannot speak on the hell that is living in a house with her. I heard it from everyone else. No one likes living in a house with her.
I bet.
Not even her friends. But as a person I'm watching on TV, I'm obsessed with her. And I think after her All-Star 4 performance, she has earned herself a seat at the table at House of Villains. She should be cast on House of Villains. She would harass the fuck out of those celebrities.
That's a great idea.
She's a menace.
Actually.
Yeah.
No,
she's
a menace.
It.
Mm-hmm. She's chaos. I wish I could get on board. I get that she's good TV, but she makes me very, very nervous the whole time.
Yeah,
she
I
should.
Worry about her a that lot.
Exactly. I'm always scared. I'm always like a little, and she's a cancer like survivor.
Yeah, she's like literally going through chemo as we speak. Like
as we speak. Yeah. So I don't know. But I get that she comes to the challenge and she did challenge All-Stars 1 with.
She did two.
Two. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
two.
She did two. Yeah. And then now this one. Yeah.
And now this one.
Yeah. Okay. She's like, and I've not I've not known one person that has enjoyed living in a challenge house with her. I will say imagine. That. Everyone's like, we hate her. Please don't cast her on. We hate filming with her. They like her in real life. They hate filming with her. But I love it. You always need a little extra drama. And she like seasons it on perfectly.
Okay, next up, Brad.
Oh, Brad. I used to love Brad. And like, I don't know about this past Summer House episode with like Balloon Guy's Joe. All I could think of, I hate that this lives in my head, but when Brad had sex on his season, he went boom, bazooka Joe. And it's all I could think of for Summer House. And it's all I think of when I see Brad.
Was that after he fought like with Cameron or someone else?
I can't remember which, but he did say boom, bazooka Joe. And
I need to save this as a note.
Whenever I see Brad, that's literally all I can think of. I used to think he was like really good looking too, but you know, but then Brittany happened, I guess. And then,
oh my God, that was crazy.
That ruined Brad's image for a lot of the ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it did. I'll just go ahead and tell y'all this. Like, I filmed Vendettas with them when, you know, their love story unfolded right before all of our eyes. And I shared a ring with Brittany. And when I tell y'all, they would like leave the bathroom door open when they were fucking. He would be like picking her up, taking her to Pound Town because look at the man. And like me and Leroy would just be like sitting out there like watching like this is porn.
Oh,
and
then,
like,
my God.
Other people would come watch. Literally, like production wasn't even filming it because they didn't want to watch that shit. They're like, that's footage we can't use. But Brown and Brittany would leave the door open. We're in a challenge house. We're bored. I will tell y'all, we watched it and we would be like, shut the door next time, y'all. And they would leave the door open. So it's like they wanted us to watch.
They wanted you to watch.
And we're a bunch of creeps. We watched. Great show. I'm not going to lie.
I feel like in a challenge house, that's something that you would have to watch. Like that's, you don't get TV.
Yeah,
like what else are you going to do?
Yes. Like majority of the people in the house aren't hooking up. So when you have a Brad and a Brittany going at it with the door open, you're going to take a little sneak peek.
Yeah,
and it was a lot, y'all. It was like a day. It became a daily thing to the point where like people just like walk by and not paying him any attention. That's how bad it got.
I almost wish that he like never came back until All Stars because Brad was a good guy. He was known as like one of the good guys, and then he came back and everyone was like, "Hey, what the fuck?"
Yeah. That beard. He's storing things in there.
A trim would not hurt him. I remember, he always like gets food in it. It's like, Brad, clean your fucking beard, or better yet, trim it, shave it, throw it out again. Yeah, no, Brad and that damn beard.
It's like it's a stubborn thing.
And on the most recent episode, episode 4 of the challenge, I missed it, but all of Twitter let me know that Brad had a bulge going on when he was taking a little nap ski. You don't look at Brad like that. So my eyes did not go there. But all of Twitter let me know that his bulge was bulging on episode 4. So if Brad is your thing, go back to
check
the scene
out
of him sleeping. It's there.
Good tip.
I got you.
Because someone out there might be like, oh, good to know.
Yeah,
I didn't want to see that.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, Brandon.
I'm really good friends with Brandon in real life. Like B. Nelson is a great human. So him being back on this, he deserved this. He was an alternate on All Stars 2. No one deserves to be on this cast more than him. Whether you like him or hate him, he deserves this.
Okay, I'm here for it. I don't recall having like a strong opinion of him either way, but I've really enjoyed his return.
Good. That makes me happy. Because he isn't one of the like most outgoing personalities on camera. He sometimes kind of gets lost with all the, you know, the men that they cast. But as far as human beings, he's a superior one.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell that, actually. I can feel it. Up next, Cara Maria.
My girl. I love Cara Maria.
Boston bitches stick together.
I can't help it. Like, something about her, I'm just always going to love. And honestly, I don't think I've let go of her getting like soda dumped on her head. So
soda
I always still have
on
like
her head. That was so bad.
Like I have that Cara in my head at all times. And I'm always like, maybe she's being an asshole because she got soda dumped on her head. Like it doesn't matter how long ago it was.
Mm-hmm. Jemmy.
I mean, here's the thing. Me and Cara have our ups and downs. And I can say I'm so happy that she's back. She was gone for too long. It doesn't matter how you feel about Cara. She deserves to be the face of this franchise because of all the shit she's put into this, into the franchise and into the challenge world. So as a fan of the show, I'm so happy she's back. As a former friend of Kara, I'm so happy she's back. The fact that she was gone so long pisses me off, but she's back and I think she's here to stay. I think we're going to get our Kara on multiple seasons back moving forward.
I agree with you, Jemmy. Like, I think it's so crazy that they just like got rid of her when she was on the face of every poster and just kind of like stopped talking about it. So again, I think that feeds into what I feel, where it's like she is the underdog. See, MTV just like did her so dirty and didn't care.
And she didn't do anything differently than like Johnny has done.
Right.
Like,
well, I'm confused. Why was she like off the show for a bit?
A lot of it was like just she was kind of giving production pushback on shit. She was, you know, and it seems like it's nothing Johnny hasn't done. It's nothing Wes hasn't done. But again, you know, the women get the harsher punishment. She was also, you know, she's with Paulie. He was giving a little pushback about things. So she just kind of got punished for that where men haven't got punished in the past.
Well, that's a bummer. I didn't realize because I didn't even notice that she was gone. So, see, I forget that, like, they reach out to you to do a challenge. It's not like you sign up and you're like, I know, thanks, guys. Like, you wait for them to call you.
And sometimes they just stop calling people. It's really wild.
Wow. All right. Derek.
I mean, he's like nice.
Why there was such silence? So bizarre.
I'm glad he's still hanging in there. You know,
because I felt as I got to, I was like, oh yeah, him.
Derek is just another one of those, like, he could have a bigger storyline at times. His storyline kind of gets lost in the shuffle. But as far as a competitor, like, he really does fucking try. And I think we're going to see that all season. Him just like he really wants to win. He's there to win.
Yeah.
And like, I'm curious of how that's going to play out for him this season.
And I think with Derek, he needs to latch on to like a pop off queen, and he doesn't have anyone to kind of latch on to.
That's
this
a smart idea. That's a smart idea.
Because he doesn't want to latch on to Jasmine, even though they're from the same season.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to stay clear of that. But Derek does better. You're so right. When he has Johnny with him.
Yeah,
he's almost better as a package deal.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. What do we feel about Flora being back?
I don't remember Flora to begin with, but I am obsessed with Florida. Flora, Jesus, not Florida. Jesus.
Florida. I love Florida.
Talking about Republicans. My bad. But when she was like, what the fuck is happening? Or what the fuck is going on? I was like, I'm obsessed. No one better come sideways at Flora. Like, I will protect her for the rest of my life.
No, Flora is pure entertainment without trying. She reminds me so much of Marie Rhoda. Like, they have to be like, she's like the older version of Marie. I think that Flora just does not give a single fuck. She's going to let us know every time she's pissed off, every time she's confused. Like, oh my God, I cast her on every season. Like,
yeah, you need someone who's rogue like that.
Rogue is the best word to describe her.
And yeah, she's just in her own thing.
One thing I really like is no one gets mad at her if she's bad at something. Like that weird one where they had to like do the luggage with all the math and stuff. Flora was like, I can't do it. And they were like,
math isn't my thing.
Yeah, they're like, just sit down.
Yeah. I think she just has that personality where you do enjoy being around her, that you don't even care. Like, because, you know, like there are sometimes people that like are like in a challenge house that maybe aren't the best competitors, but you're like, this person's so entertaining. I'm just happy they're here.
Exactly. Totally.
You're on my team. I'll take care of you, honey.
Yeah, no, like her commentary on everything is just it's so unique. It's coming from this perspective of like, I'm not here. I haven't been playing this game this whole time. So I'm just, it's almost like an outsider, like watching it and participating.
In real time. That is so true. Oh, yeah, we stan her. We stan her hard.
I'm so happy she agreed to come back.
Me too.
Okay, Janelle.
I like Janelle as a competitor. Again, I've never done a show with Janelle, so I've never met her in real life. I like her as a competitor. I like that she's like sometimes very serious and you don't know how to read her. So I've always been intrigued since Key West by Janelle. Every challenge she's been on, I've always just kind of been like, there's so much to this girl. There's so much to her. So I always am happy when she's around because she just kind of brings a little bit of drama without trying.
And then she left, though.
Yeah. It got really bad. But be honest with you, the reason she left, it wasn't fully shown.
I was going to say there has to be something.
Yeah.
Else.
Long story short, that night before her elimination, it got really bad in the house between her and Ayanna. A lot of talk about race, and Ayanna essentially told Janelle she wasn't black enough, and it got the other black cast members got involved. It was a very, very intense night in that house. And I think Janelle was just she has a real life. She has a real job. She has children. She has a husband. So it was one of those things. It wasn't worth the risk staying in that house with Ayanna. And that's why she chose to leave. It was a very personal decision. And she's a competitor, and she's like, and Janelle's still very salty about not winning season two of All Stars. So she came back to win, but she chose her real life over this season of the challenge. And I you have to respect someone that quits on those terms.
I totally agree. I think what I like about All Stars is that they all have lives, and you can, like Rachel, you know what I mean? Like when she was leaving, she wasn't so upset and whatever. She's like, I've got a whole world that I'm a part of. And I, you know what I mean? This isn't, it's not like the young ones that are so hungry for it. It's like, we've got whole lives that we lead. This is just a
Rachel's
bonus
like,
that we get to do.
I got three kids and a fitness business that's lucrative to get home to.
And she, I think Rachel, I know I'm skipping to the R's now, but I think Rachel did a lot for her biz because her personality was so likable. She really exposed herself to another round of people being like, oh, wait, I knew she had a fitness thing, but I didn't know she was like this. Because you're just going to think back to how you knew her when she was on the challenge. She's so different now. And she just, I think her showing was amazing. Now we can talk about, though, what a waste of a fucking elimination it was with Carmaria and Rachel. I'm so sorry. You give them a throwing challenge.
That should have been for Flora and Jasmine. Like, that's who I want to see throw axes, not Kara and Rachel. Like, even though that was the quote unquote designated elimination for that night.
Yep.
Change it up. You know how easy it is to dig a little circle in the sand and put a pole there? Easy breezy. Simple as that. Yes. I would have loved to seen those two bitches pole wrestle.
You know, they're waiting. They're going to wait for Jasmine versus Kara.
Jasmine versus Laurel. Jasmine will get the pole wrestling. Don't worry. Yeah, no, production pissed me off with that. Like,
they do fuck Jasmine over so bad.
People wonder why she's so mad.
I think Jasmine's up next on this list. I love her. I love her. Like, I think she's funny.
Confessional queen of the season.
Yes. I think she's so good. She's entertaining TV. And I think I understand where her anger comes from with this show. Cause it's like, yeah, she's been screwed, you guys. So I am so here for Jasmine's return.
I love that she's like 4 foot nothing, will fight anyone. Yeah. And usually it really annoys me when people won't let other people have the last word, but Jasmine won't let anyone have the last word. And I'm like, keep talking, like, keep going, Jasmine. Like,
I'm entertaining. I'm always team Jasmine. Like, people like her are the reason we watch this show.
Totally. Yeah. No, I freaking love her. Jay was the one who couldn't drink the drink. Oh man, this poor kid. Like, he knew it when it was happening. He, as they were walking off the final pathway, he's like, oh my God, Twitter is going to destroy me.
I'm gonna let Jemmy handle Mr. JGMTV.
Yeah, I call him JGMTV because that has been his Twitter handle for, you know, since he's been on MTV, and God knows we haven't seen this man on MTV in 10 years, but his persistence paid off. He did not change his handle. So JGMTV is now JG Paramount. I don't know how he's here. I'll be honest. In the beginning, I'm like, you're telling me there were no other men they could cast on this show that JG fucking MTV is on this cast. But 4 episodes in, and I'm not hating him. And that's really hard for me to say because him and I have a lot of beef in real life. I'm not hating him on this show. He can stay a little longer. I'm not completely pissed off that he's here the way that I was when I first saw the cast list.
Well, yeah, no, I do agree. It was it's all stars, so there should be a star somewhere in there.
Yeah, like you weren't a star in your Real World season. You were on one fucking season of The Challenge where you were layup the entire time. Him and Jenna did not say an entire word that entire season of X's 2. But you know what? He manifested. He prayed on it, and here he is. So never give up on your dreams, kids.
They needed someone to wrangle Nicole.
Yeah, I think she's literally there to be Nicole's handler.
Yeah, I think so.
They're like, if we're casting Nicole, she needs JGMTV. And God, if you have to be Nicole's handler, you deserve the paycheck she's getting.
As we know, Mother's Day is fast approaching. And if you're looking for a gift for mom, might I suggest L'Olivie, Jennifer Aniston's hair care line? Not only is it vegan and cruelty-free, but all the products are designed to restore and protect our hair. Both the in-shower routine and post-shower routine feature products that are meant to actually repair the look of damage, which I got a lot of, but they also shield your locks from future harm, like the Glossing Detangler. I always use the Glossing Detangler post-shower. Also, the restorative shampoo and conditioner. And this is maybe not important to you, but it's very important to me. The signature scent of this product, it's like citrusy, herbal, and woody. And it's like a spa. And honestly, if you got these products for mama, it would be like sending her to a spa. But even better, because she could have the lingering scent of Jennifer Aniston approved hair at all times. You know what I mean? And if you're thinking, well, I don't have hair that looks like Jennifer Aniston. My hair is totally different. Because L'Olivie has taken the time to formulate with naturally derived plant-based ingredients, and then they tested on a variety of heads. So unlock Jennifer Aniston approved hair at L'Olivie.com. As our loyal listeners, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code SHESPEAKS15 at checkout. That's 15% off your order at L-O-L-A-V-I-E.com with promo code SHESPEAKS15. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Your hair will thank you. Okay, Cam. Killa Cam.
I love Cam. I don't love how she's played this game so far, but I would put her in probably my top five challengers of all time. I think she's one of my favorites. I think she, obviously, very happy that she has her family and everything, but I do think she should have been the face of the regular challenge over, like, Tori.
Yeah, absolutely. Re-fucking tweet. Huge Cam fan. I'm actually such a Cam fan. I'm okay with her being on All Stars, even though she technically doesn't fit the criteria that I think that they should stick to. But if there's going to be one exception to the rule, it can be Cam. And I'm not sure how I feel about her gameplay so far. I get why certain people are not liking it. But if it's going to lead to like a huge Cam Car rivalry, which is it feels like it's going that way, then I'm here. I'm here for that drama. Like, I'm here for it. Totally. So yeah, it's always like Team Cam in this home.
I love it. Yeah, no, I love her. Killa Cam. Oh, this guy, Keefla. He is the comedy queen of this season. I'm so sorry. When he was like, I cannot believe that myself and Cyrus, two black men, are in the bottom for dominoes in Africa. And then when he beats Cyrus and starts twerking, like he's crawling and then he just starts twerking.
You think he's injured. You're like, oh no, my uncle's down. And it's like, oh no, he's just going to twerk.
I freaking love him.
He's another one of those they kind of picked out. We haven't thought about him, seen him in what, 25 fucking years?
Yes.
And they just bring him back and you realize why Road Rules and Real World Kids were just so fucking phenomenal. He sits down on that confessional chair. You would have never known he hadn't done this in 25 years.
That's a good point, actually, because the confession, like the interviews that you guys do on the freaking challenge are so tedious to me because the producers prompt you guys for every little fucking thing. They have a stupid interview soundbite for everything. It's like, I get it. They're going in the elimination. I don't need to hear one more time. Oh, all I'm thinking is I got to win this. I'm like no obviously.
Shit. Yeah.
Jesus. And so in my mind, I'm thinking like the way it was structured in the interview is that there's a producer there with all this like, OK, so let's talk about right before you're going to go to the challenge for this one. It's like, I don't need it.
Yeah, those interviews are long and gruesome, but
he, you're right. He sit in that chair. He's like, back at it. Ask me anything. I got it.
I mean, Real World and Road Rules people are such storytellers in confessionals interviews. It's so crazy watching All Stars with a majority cast like that versus a regular season. If you just focus on the interviews and confessionals, it's night and day.
Painful.
And All Stars is like, you know, leaps and bounds ahead of those other ones.
You're
of
the, so true. That is peasants. Such a good point. Oh my God.
Yep.
Because this last season of the challenge, the interviews, I'm like, because I can't stop focusing on the interviews because it's an MTV thing. MTV loves to throw in an interview soundbite for everything.
Mm-hmm.
It really irritates me. Like on Teen Mom, they do it on Teen Mom. Oh my God. It's like every fucking second. So it's an MTV thing. But when they're not good at confessionals, like Mariah, Oh my God. It's like watching paint dry.
Even like Horacio. Horacio.
Oh,
he's so cute, but like,
he's so
I don't want to like hear you giggle anymore.
And it's funny, the people that are really bad at interviews, they're gone from the house because we leave the house to do the interviews. Either, you know, we go to a hotel down the street, we go to another location down the street. Those people, very occasionally that we have it on set, but a lot of time we have to go somewhere. People that are shittier interviews are gone for like an hour. People that are really good at interviews are going for like 3 hours. So you like know whose sound bites they're going to continuously use, or you know who's going to be like leaps and bounds ahead of like interview stats compared to those. Like some people are already going an hour and it's like, oh, production got bored with you and sent you back.
Imagine like Mariah's
sit there for
minutes.
An hour and listen to Mariah answer questions. Imagine being the producer. The producers like fight over who they want.
I bet.
They purposely like they will like literally like, well, if you give me Jimmy this week, then I'll give you Johnny next week type of thing. Like they.
I knew it. I had a feeling. I had a whole bit on an episode months ago where I was talking about that. I'm like, I bet producers literally hate getting certain cast members. Like, they see the schedule like, oh, my God, I have Mariah.
And then if you start
today.
Vibing with one producer, they'll be like, just request me every time. I'll do you every time. Like on Dirty 30. I was the very last person to go with like the head producer every time we did interviews because he was like, after dealing with these people all day, I just need to end my day with you, like someone that knows how to do this shit.
That's fun.
So it's really a whole different world, like just the interview process.
The interviews alone to me, like that's it. There's such a thing for the because it's like so as a Bravo fan, when you watch Bravo shows, the interview, if they cut to a confessional, it's typically something that like adds to the scene.
And they're like, you know, like a longer one.
Yeah. And it's something like, so, you know, this is actually because of my mom and whatever. You'd like that perspective, which is why then you want to go to the reunions because you want to hear now that they hear everything. But on MTV shows, they're like, no, we just need you to narrate every little fucking thing.
And you are right. It is like an MTV thing. Like now that you mentioned Teen Mom and stuff, that's so true.
Well, and also Drag Race. I know Drag Race has bounced around a lot, but Drag Race also has that same thing where they, because I'm always thinking about it from having to sit in the chair perspective. Like they have to get hyped up about, so this happened so long ago and they have to get all hyped up about it. And it's like the silliest little thing. It's like talk about the mini challenge. And like today we're going to do that. I'm like, God, they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
And like, it's a lot. They put a lot on you guys for that, I gotta say. Okay, next up is Laurel.
Laurel is so terrifying. Like, Laurel is so scary to me, but I'm also like obsessed with how robotic she is. Like, we were just talking about this actually on Jemmy's episode, and I'll always remember the reunion where she came back and her and Nicole hooked up for the first time.
Invasions.
And they asked her, they were like, so do you like women now? Like, are you bi? She's like, no, I only like Nicole and Katie from Denver. And they were like, well, who's Katie from Denver?
Who is Katie?
And then she goes, a very pretty girl named Katie from Denver.
Oh.
And like, I'm just obsessed with Laurel. Like, and there is one redeeming thing. I'll never forget when her and Jasmine had the elimination where they had to like throw the balls into the tire circle.
Free agents.
Yeah.
Balls
Laurel
out.
Gave Jasmine a win. And I was like, Laurel's not as evil as Laurel wants to pretend. And Jemmy's like, yes, she is.
I don't know.
But no. I don't know. I think she's like the Terminator.
She is like the Terminator.
I mean, I love Laurel being on the challenge. Like, Laurel's back on, like, I'm happy she's here. But then, like, the robot thing, you're so right. Like, on the last episode, her and Nicole are, like, having a little conversation. And Laurel's like, I don't like talking about feelings.
Yes,
and it's like,
yes.
You're a 37-year-old woman. Like, you should know how to communicate. She's just so confusing to me as a person, but in the best way. Because she will, like, dominate you on anything, everything. She is terrifying. But then she can't, like, speak her mind to Nicole Zanata. Like, it makes no sense to me. She makes no sense to me as a person. And that's probably why I do enjoy watching her so much.
Yeah, no, she is baffling. Was she the one who was raised in a cult?
Was that her? Emily Schrum.
Yeah.
No, oh, Laurel, okay. Like, Laurel's an only child from Michigan.
Okay.
She's an only child. There,
nothing weird about her upbringing. So she's just like that?
It's just who she is.
Okay.
It's who she is.
This whole time, I think I've created the narrative that she has.
I mean,
some,
it
like,
made sense that she could have been the one in the cult, but no, she's just an only child from Michigan.
Now Emily's like, now I have to unprocess that, undo yeah. all that,
because like this whole time again. I was like, this whole fucking time I've been like, well, she was raised in a cult, so
yeah, no,
she wasn't.
No, she's just the Terminator.
Yeah,
well,
insane human makes. Hmm. She makes great TV.
Okay, that's interesting. Okay, up next, I feel like it would be insane if you guys had something bad to say about Leroy, but Leroy.
I love Leroy.
I love him.
Yeah.
Ugh. What was it? I think it was Kelly. I think you're the one who told me that. No, that was about who's the other super hot challenge, hot black vet? What's his name?
Durrell. If it's not Durrell, bye.
Yeah. Durrell.
Okay.
That was the story you told. You told me the story about Durrell like passing out in some hotel lobby or
yeah,
like hallway,
like,
or something.
People
and no
like,
one had any problems.
Yeah, like he goes to sleep where he sleeps. Yeah.
So my only thing with Leroy is I will say I think he has a great heart for the challenge, but we have to stop pretending he's the best to never win. Or,
yeah,
you know, things
that's
like
a true
I don't.
Fact.
I don't think Leroy's as good of a competitor as people make him out to be, but I think he's so, like, lovable, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. No, he's the personality hire. He is good, but he is, like, I want him in every season of every challenge just because I love having him there.
I think people thought he was going to come in and dominate this season looking at the other male cast members, and that really hasn't happened. If anything, Cam's kind of, you know, having to work double time.
Yep.
To look out for Leroy, and that's going to now soup over into her game with Kara.
Yep, you're right.
Nicole? I love him though. Oh God.
Nicole Zamata, who talks like this, he's like, what's up, Laurel? I just have a crush on. It's like, yeah. What is
oh God.
Accent? What is that fake fucking accent, first of all?
Well, it's like, yeah, none of her siblings speak, none of her, because she's a triplet. Her
right.
sisters
she's
do not speak like that. She's a triplet. There's three of them.
I remember when her sister like showed up on the show and was like, what is this voice, Nicole?
Yeah, no, I was like.
And Nicole's like, I've always talked like this. What are you talking about?
And her fucking triplet sister was like, no, you didn't. No, you don't. She's so lovable in real life. Like, I actually love Nicole in real life. Like, one of my favorite people to actually hang out with in real life. But she pisses me off watching her, especially if her and Laurel are in a house together. And it's just about to get started. And it's going to fucking take us on a fucking roller coaster. So, like, everyone be prepared. From what I've heard from cast members that filmed with them, this is about to get fucking terrible.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like it's the kind of toxic relationship that's not entertaining. It's just toxic.
And they're too old. I'm sorry. I'll say it. They're too old for this toxic relationship. These girls are not in their early 20s.
You're right.
These are mid 30-year-old women.
Yeah.
I have no empathy for them. They know what they're doing. Like, thank God I wasn't in this house because I probably would have got kicked out for like talking like really disrespectfully to them too. Like, I don't feel sorry for them. They're too old to act like this.
No, I didn't realize when you said that Laurel was 37.
Yeah,
was
these
like,
are grown
so
ass
sorry.
Women.
What?
Yeah, and Nicole's 34. Like, they're grown ass women.
Nicole really still feels like a young, like on the channel, she still feels like she's in her 20s.
Like
on
a 22 year old frat, bro.
Yeah, like she still has that energy for sure. That's so funny.
She gets
That's...
away with shit. And we all are we've all let Nicole get away with shit. Like, she's just like, she's like your little brother that you just let do shit.
The face Jimmy's making.
I know.
So funny.
She annoys me, but I also love her.
Still love her. Okay, Rachel. We've already touched Rachel, but how did we feel about Rachel returning?
So overdue.
And I like.
Do you think? Do you know if like she was asked to come back before this and said no?
Yeah, she's been asked. She's definitely been asked. Finally, just like again, because her fitness shit got so popping in 2020 during COVID. And then we filmed the first All Stars in 2021. Her business was just doing so good then, but it was still so young. She was like, I can't walk away for a month because of the money she was making. And then by the time we got to All Stars 5, she had it got it figured out. So it was really just like getting that, because that business grew so fast that it was
cool.
A logistic thing. So yeah, they've been trying to get her back. They finally got her back.
Amazing. Kelly, what were you going to say? I'm so sorry.
No, you're fine. I was going to say, like, you were talking about it a little earlier, but I remember Rachel as being like such an intense competitor. And I might have been like 10 watching the challenge, but I was afraid of Rachel. I knew she was someone like you don't fuck with. And to see her come as like this calm, healed, almost like mother bear.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Is
so cool.
I agree. It like exposed me to this new Rachel. And I'm like, do I want to join her fitness thing? I mean, she really like she did a lot for her business and I'm already doing well. But like there was one of those, you know, where they do like the next time or last time on the challenge or whatever, when she was training Keefla and he has little 5 pound weights. Oh, I just love him. I just love the two of them together. Like, I just think I'm so happy to see someone like Flora, Rachel, Keefla. Like, they have like this kind of similar presence to me.
I mean, and this is what this show was created for, to see people like this you haven't seen in years, to see, like, for example, like y'all said, like Rachel's just growth as a human, you know, now that she's a mother and stuff. Like, this is why All Stars was created.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. No, I agree. It is no secret that I love being in bed. I do everything from the bed. I record from the bed. I work from the bed. So I think if anybody knows a thing or two about good bedding, it's me. Cozy Earth sheets are life-changing. They're temperature regulating, which for someone who runs hot, that's incredible. The softness is unparalleled. It's the materials they use, the weaving, also their sleepwear, same vibes. I don't know if it's intended to be temperature regulating, but sometimes it feels like that. But the softness and the weaving does something to the way it fits. So even though it's for sleep, I oftentimes wear these clothes out and about because they're flattering, you know, and they're so soft I never want to take them off. Cozy Earth products are almost like a part of my self-care routine. And they would make a great gift for Mother's Day, whether it be your mom or a friend who's a new mom, because sleep, new moms covet that sleep, honey. And all Cozy Earth products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. That's kind of amazing. The best part is Cozy Earth offers our listeners 35% off when you use code SHESPEAKS at checkout. So just go to CozyEarth.com, shop around, and at checkout, use code SHESPEAKS to get 35% off. I've used this code so many times, it's embarrassing. So again, that is promo code SHESPEAKS for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. The luxury she deserves. When it comes to fashion, I am rather challenged. It's not my strong suit. That's why brands like Jenni Kayne are kind of perfect for me, because they're timeless, they're minimalist, they're effortless, but they have that California vibe too. And everything's made with such intention at Jenni Kayne. So you can mix and match pieces and you'll know that you'll still look put together. I just recently bought the oversized half zip. The only reason I'm not wearing it right now is because it's dirty. It is like, I never want to take it off. This would actually be a great Mother's Day gift. Any of the sweaters, any of the Jenni Kayne sweaters, their sweaters are quintessential for any season. And this season, especially, I can't get enough of their cotton collection. They've got the new cotton Foster sweater. It's also officially sundress season. And this year, I am upping my game with two perfectly effortless silhouettes. Catch me styling the day dress every single day. I'm equally obsessed with the Callan dress. It's a classic vest dress that feels very timeless. We love timeless. Don't forget they have shoes too. Like the Eve sandal is everything you could want in a classic spring shoe. It pairs well with any outfit. And don't forget the home essentials. They've got pillows, they've got throws, they've got amazing candles, and they have a rewards program where you can earn up to 10% back with every purchase. And joining is completely free. Find the perfect Mother's Day gift or curate your new spring uniform at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code SHESPEAKS at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennykane.com. Promo code SHESPEAKS. Get yourself and the women in your life the best gift of all. Jenny Kane. How about Ryan?
I like Ryan. I don't think he's had enough airtime because I think he's actually pretty funny, but
no, he's really funny.
Here's the thing. I love Ryan too. Again, one of my real life, real good friends. The issue with Ryan and Derek is people want Shane. People don't want Ryan or Derek. They want Shane. So if Shane was there with Ryan, people would be way more excited about Shane. If Shane was there, or would be more excited about Ryan. Same with Derek. If Shane was there, they would get more love. But people so badly want Shane back that when we get a Ryan or a Derek, people aren't giving them the love that they deserve.
That's true. I agree with that.
Are you close with Shane?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Is Shane same old Shane?
Shane is same old Shane.
Okay. Then Shane not been asked to come back? Is that what's happened?
Shane's had some issues with production because he's been very vocal about he didn't like the way that women were treated. He wrote a letter.
They don't like that. They don't enjoy that. Yep.
He screamed it from the rooftops. But here's the thing. All of these little bands like that come to an end. And I'm feeling like Shane's is coming to an end. I think we're going to get Shane sooner than later. Again, things can change. But my hopes of seeing Shane on a cast list very soon have been higher than they've been since he's went on his little mini band or pause or whatever.
When is the last time he was on?
Final Reckoning.
So what year was that?
We filmed Final Reckoning early 2018.
Okay. And you know what's interesting is that and this is for all reality TV shows. There's just, if they can get in trouble for a little bit, but just enough amount of time goes by where they have to recognize that the audience would be excited to see them back. Like there's a certain number of years that go by and then like you tick that box and you're like, I think now would be a perfect time.
And in Shane's defense, the one person from it was more of an MTV person than a BMP person, but the one person he went after at MTV was fired. A few years after that, you know, I want to say around COVID, after COVID. So, I mean, the person he went after is now gone for possible reasons that Shane pointed out. So he might have been loud, but he wasn't wrong.
Well, and you can't go against production on that. MTV especially.
Yeah,
MTV
very petty. Like they are petty.
Yeah. What about Steve?
He's satire to me. I say this every time someone asks me about Steve. He's not a real person. I've never met him in real life. So like in my mind, he's not a real person. He's just not. Like he's a hand model and he like Yeah, he's just like he's satire to me. Like Steve is like some made up illusion in my mind. He does not exist. I don't know why I feel this way about this man. I almost don't even want to meet him. I like the idea that he's not
real. I agree. I don't think you ever should. Don't make him real. Oh. I like this version that you have of him.
That's so funny.
And he's get petty. Like Steve has a lot. He's petty. So like he's one of those that like he's gonna start swinging when shit starts getting off the handles. He's not gonna be an ace that sits back and lets things happen.
Okay, well that's good. Okay, Cyrus. He came and went.
And I think that's all he had to do.
That's a good man right there. That was enough. Mm-hmm. I'm like, Cyrus showed up, got his nice little check and got to go home to his wife. That's a good man. However you feel about Cyrus, if you're listening to this and you're like, Cyrus is, you know, if you don't like him, if you don't find him that interesting, he's one of the good men we have left in this world. So we have to protect Cyrus at all costs.
Yeah, he got to come back, show off his weight loss. Everyone's like, damn, you look good. Yeah, it's good for you. And then he was just, because he's like, I get it. If you're coming in late and you lose, you're going in.
Yeah. He's like, I know how this works. He's just never Like, I've played a few games with him. He's never has hard feelings toward anyone. He's just,
that's big.
He's a good man. And like, you don't get to say that too often about a man that spent half his life on reality TV.
Totally true. So
he is
true.
A good fucking human. Like,
oh
yeah. I love Cyrus as a person. And now he's a new daddy. He just had a baby. Aww.
Why did I think he already had a kid?
No, this was his first kid. Yeah. Aww. He's first, you know, first baby. And you know, him and his wife are very, very just good people.
Was it a boy or a girl?
A little girl.
Aww. Oh, that's even cuter.
He's major girl dad energy.
He mm-hmm. does have girl dad energy, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I was hoping. Okay, yeah, that totally tracks. Yeah.
Good man right there.
All right, Tina.
Oh, God.
I think Tina is like the annoying cousin that you have. And like, you think she's funny, but then it, like, when, you know, Christmas is wrapping up, you're kind of like, thank God I don't have to see Tina until the next holiday.
Yes.
She is, as she appears on camera, is exactly how she is in real life. Tina is not putting on a show for the camera. Tina is not upping the antics for the camera. She is that insane all the time. And she really is, like, as much like the Mean Girls, I love them so much together, but it really is like Rachel and Veronica. It's like running the show. And then, like Kelly said, Tina's just the little cousin that tags along to everything
and keeps screwing things up.
Yes. Exactly. Oh my God. Like the last deliberation where she could have like possibly helped Rachel out and like changed the votes or something. She's just like, whatever. Okay. And it's like, right. Like, you can't do anything, Tina. Like, does Veronica and Rachel have to do everything?
I still didn't get it. I'm like, why did you need to say Rachel? Like, yeah, it wasn't that much of a majority. Yeah, everyone's doing that, by the way. Everyone is going like, I can't ever say that person's name because of my history. So here's another person. Like, everyone's doing
Tina
that.
Tina panics in those moments. She has no like control of her mouth, her like motor skills. Like, she just panics in those moments. And
she gets TJ laughing like no one else.
Oh my God. Say, TJ loves
her. TJ loves
her. She gets away with
her
so much. Like, yes. I think she could interrupt anything. And like, uh-huh. She's even quit on All Stars and like she's back because TJ wants her back.
Entertainment factor, it's not like she turns it on. That's just, she's like that 24/7 to the point you're like, can you stop? Like, why is it she?
Like, she has been super entertaining in every way. Like, I've enjoyed her so much this season, but I think you're exactly right. Like, if you get a little too much, it's like, okay, I need a break.
She's also just a stay-at-home housewife that gets a little bored. So she just comes on these challenges to have a little fun. Like, she's not here to make this money. Like, she doesn't need this money. She's just like, all right, I'm a little bored. I'm just going to go on the challenge and cause a little ruckus and then come home to my nice house and my nice pool and spend my husband's money. So, like, good for her.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, she's like her even more.
Yeah,
like, yeah, I was like, that's her life?
She's a stay-at-home dog mom that just floats in the pool all day.
I love that.
Wait, that's iconic.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Tina doesn't. That's all the life she could have. Tina
can't
handle more.
Can you imagine Tina with a job? Like,
no.
Going to an office every day?
She'd be HR nightmare. Yeah.
Oh, my God. She would be fired from every place.
Yeah, no.
She would be problematic hire. They're like, when are we going to get rid of Tina?
Well.
Wow.
Mama doesn't have to work.
She is living her best life, literally. Okay, no wonder I'm enjoying her energy.
Yeah. Pure joy.
That's fucking funny. I know he left early, but Tony was back.
Man, I'm so bummed to see him go because I was so excited to have him back. He's another one we haven't seen in years. You know, production was calling him. He was just dealing with his custody case for his oldest daughter that he shares with Madison from his Real World season. That custody case was long drawn out and got pretty ugly. Fun fact, though, I just feel like I have to say this. He was going to court and battling her parents for custody, not Madison.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important to say. Like, just, you know, obviously I'm Team Tony. I've always been Team Tony, close with his girlfriend or his fiance in real life. But oh, I'm so bummed that we didn't get more of him because he was there to play and act up.
I mean, his first challenge where he pulled the wrong flag. What a star.
What a star. You could tell TJ was so irritated. TJ was like,
Tony didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he was like, oh, sorry. And just pulls it.
I think Tony's one of those that last time he's such a different human from the last time we saw him. Mm-hmm. He's really grown and matured and turned into the man he needed to be and should be. And I was excited for people to see that storyline of him, to see, oh my God, he's still this insane, hilarious character, but now he's like a good father and a good fiance. So I'm sad we didn't get that storyline.
That's a bummer.
He's hard to grow, and he's put in all the work that he needed to do off camera in real life.
Do you think this means they'll have him come back as soon as
Not done with Tony, and especially now that he's going to be more available to come, I think that we'll see him a lot more in the next few seasons, whether it's All Stars or even the flagship show.
Now, I forgot, have they already filmed the next regular challenge?
They're filming Challenge 40 as we speak.
Chilling. Okay. Okay. Is he on that?
Yes, he's on the cast.
Oh, good.
Yes, he's on the cast. Yeah.
The cast looks pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Is that a spoiler? Oh.
At this point, people,
I thought that they announced the cast.
They don't announce the cast. If you are active on like social media, mm-hmm. you know. And that's like not it is a small spoiler.
Okay.
Because people avoid spoilers at this point. It's impressive. Mm-hmm.
Because I could have swore it was announced almost like officially, but I'm like, actually, that was just some Instagram account.
It was definitely Gamer. Shout out Gamer.
Yeah, like it was someone, but I was like, and it's a fact. And then so I just, you know, but it looks like a good cast.
Potential.
Tyree.
Talk about terrible luck on challenges. This man never makes it past like episode 3.
I know, dude.
But he's so positive. True. Like, even on Twitter after he got eliminated, he was like, he's just so positive about it. I would be so bitter if I got like a shit into the stick every time. But that's just not who he is.
I wish that they talked about his daughter's middle name being after Diem. I didn't realize like Tyree and Diem were so close. And they just kind of like brushed over that.
Yeah,
they brushed over it. But like, I would have loved to hear more about their friendship, because I don't know if we really saw it play out on the challenge.
I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah, his little girl has DM's middle name.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, they really give him the shit end of the stick on
He never. It's almost like they just like cast him like, all right, we need to fill in character. Here he is. And I hate that for him. I hope he gets another chance.
Yeah.
And he actually gets to do something with this opportunity, because his challenge career has been like kind of shitty to watch.
That fact alone, that he was close with DM, that alone is like so endearing. So like, come on, guys, hook it up. What about Veronica?
I mean, in this house, we stand Veronica the hardest. She's like, it's a very personal thing. But even before I was on the show, I was a Veronica like fan. The Mean Girls raised me. So like, Veronica does no wrong in my eyes. I will defend her to the end of time.
Veronica, Kel, for me, is someone who helped me realize later in life, like, I didn't want to be Veronica. I had a crush on Veronica.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I'm glad I've been able to work that out for myself. But I don't know. I always love like a fun, bitchy character.
Yeah.
And I think she really provides that. And she's the one who kind of made, in my opinion, like paved the road for the Ashley Mitchells, for the Amanda Garcias, for like, those are like the cast members I like to watch.
That's a good point. Amanda definitely can give Veronica energy.
I love that comparison, actually.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a great comparison for sure. No, I also didn't know that I had like a crush on Veronica either. Like, I didn't know that's what it was until I got older and I was like, oh, I just thought she was hot.
I mean, yeah, she's like one of the hottest humans ever.
Bitch.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? Like, her body was so, like, she was like tiny, petite, fit, and just such a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, one of my first reality TV memories in general is her, Abram, and Rachel having a threesome. Yep. And me being in fifth grade watching it, being like, hey, what is this? Why are they all together?
Why are they doing that? No, I think we all remember where we were when we watched that happen unfold in front of our eyes. My mom was like, what is she watching?
You know what I completely forgot until, I think it was Kifla who said it, when they showed the Winnebago coming out for one of the challenges. Uh-huh. And he was like, man, I remember this when we used to have to do challenges to win money that would help us eat.
Yeah. So, Darrell mentioned that to me on one of the All Stars. I didn't remember or realize that either. He was like, when we got to New Orleans on our season, he was like, we had no money. He was like, I had to go like strip to make us money for dinner.
That like, see, that's just like,
I was cast on The Real World for a reason, because I would have went home. I would have went home if I didn't have money to snack on.
Because meanwhile, the production, the crew is like eating fine. They're taking their mandated breaks according to. But the cast.
Yep.
Nope. Sorry, you guys don't have any money and we're not going to give you any food.
Yep. No, Darrell said he had to go strip at a gay club in New Orleans to make money for them to have food.
Good for Darrell.
Yeah, he took one for the team. Yeah,
the fact that Darrell was the one who did it too. That yeah, he was like, well,
and he was like, you know, that was like my first time at a gay bar, and I'm the one strip. Yeah, he was like, but I really liked my cast members, and we were hungry.
No, this is like the best story ever. Okay, wait a minute.
In New Orleans, of all places, yeah.
So he'd never stripped before, or had he stripped?
He had never actually stripped, never been to a gay club, but like,
so he had never stripped before.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, guys, I got this.
Well, I think Rachel was the one that was like, we should get you to go to the club. You're going to make us the fastest money. I think it was like Rachel that convinced him. And I think Shane was in on it. And yeah, and they put Darrell up to it and he did it.
That's incredible. You know,
yeah, no wonder. Darrell was like, I've never been around gay people and I'm in a gay club stripping. Like, life comes at you fast.
And because they are not shy. They put the money in.
Yeah.
In there. As I had a friend who was a go-go dancer in West Hollywood for a while. And I brought another friend. I'm like, oh, we're going to go see my friend perform. He's just go-go dancing. And, you know, if anyone out there has never seen this, they're literally just dancing in the background while you're drinking and whatever. They're not like, it's not like a show.
And it wasn't a nice strip club. It was off of Bourbon in New Orleans. Like, it is about as raunchy as you could have gotten.
This is crazy. You know what? That just makes me like him even fucking more.
I think he went
back
the next night. I think he made so much more money. They're like, you got to go back before we head out of town. This is the most money we've made on this trip. Yeah.
I can only imagine. Like, imagine being the gay guys in there and then just hot, fine
that
ass
man
Darrell
walks
comes in.
Yeah.
In his, like, all young.
The
and,
money was spent that night.
Oh, easily. You're like, I'm going broke giving this man my money. Oh, my God. Now, this is why they don't, I don't know where to even find, like, Road Rules episode. Like, they don't have that streaming because shit like that. They're like,
Road Rules was crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have lasted a day in that fucking van. I was 100% cast on the right show because ain't no fucking way.
Well, the people from Road Rules, like, all I think of is Abram, and he's, like, nuts.
He's
like,
nuts.
I feel like you have to have a certain type of mindset to be a real Road Rules person.
Agreed.
And they kind of do make better challengers in the long run, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, if you think about it, for sure.
Yeah.
But I guess you have, like, Johnny Bananas, who was Real World,
like,
right?
A Johnny, a Wes, but, like, overall, like...
But overall,
even on All-Stars 1, I noticed it, like, with, like, Kendall, for example, she hadn't done a show in forever, but, like, Road Rules and Real World people just have a little bit different mentality overall.
Yeah, because you have to. Like, when he said we had to... I forgot they had to make money to live.
Yeah.
And, like, that's why the stakes were so high when they were in the middle of a challenge. Like, no, we literally can't eat dinner tonight if we don't win
this. Yeah, they
can
just turn it on really quickly.
That's insane. That is also fucking illegal, I think. Like, I don't think you can.
I don't understand how that works logistically now looking back on it. Because I would assume they didn't feed me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, now, that's why they can't show it now. Because people are going to be like, this isn't, you guys weren't allowed to do this.
Okay? Yeah.
Like, oh, my God.
This is totally against all, like, labor violations, labor cut. Like, they were technically being paid. Like, you were, and they got paid for the season, right? That I'm questioning. I don't even know did they only get the prize money if they won?
I don't know how it works for them. Because, like, on Real World, we got a very small allowance every week. But that's all we got paid because they wanted to keep Real World, like, authentic. So it was a docuseries, not a reality show. Mm. So we got a small allowance every week. And that's how we were able to eat.
Was that, like, drinking money, kind of?
Yeah, it was, like, drinking money, eating money. Like, thank God, like, for my example, I was still in college, but my mom was, like, paying my rent back at home. If she wasn't paying my college rent, I wouldn't have been able to go because I was a college kid.
Okay.
But they give you, like, a few hundred dollars every week. And I remember like on Thursday, the accountant would come in the house and we would all run down there one by one to get our little envelope of money and would all be spent by Sunday.
Easily. Yeah.
And then we'd have to just eat Subway the next few days because we got free Subway.
No, I was going to say, well, luckily you had your roommate, Ryan, who was frying fish from your fish tank.
Oh, God. Yeah, just making it. Yeah. On my Real World season, one of my roommates took our pet fish out of our really expensive pet tank or fish aquarium, proper word, and fried them up and ate them.
I will never forget.
PETA almost canceled our entire season after that.
No,
episode.
That's bad. That's really not good.
Yeah. Imagine the fucking look of horror when our little aquarium person came. Because they
Your
came, like, this was a
insane.
Huge aquarium. Yeah. And this guy would come clean it every Wednesday when he came and saw that two of his prized possessions were missing.
Your season was nuts.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It's interesting that you said that they pitched it as a docuseries on a reality show, and that's how they got away with
that. Yeah, we were considered a docuseries, so that's how they could pay us crumbles.
Oh, now that's a loophole if I ever heard a loophole. Is that also why you guys got jobs? Wasn't that a thing for a while on Real World?
Yeah, like jobs was a thing. We didn't get paid for our job because we were doing like volunteer work in New Orleans because it was post Katrina.
Okay.
But so I think that maybe other people got their allowance from their job and we just got our allowance straight from the accountant because we were doing volunteer work. But the good thing about doing volunteer work is you didn't really have to go every day. Like with those other people that had real jobs, you would get fired if you didn't go to work. Like I remember like my roommates got mad at me because I didn't go to the soup kitchen on St. Patrick's Day. I'm like, I'm fucking Irish and it's New Orleans. I'm going to go act a fool at the bar, but y'all have fun.
And you were in college at that time. Yeah, so like that's the age where you're like, I'm not missing St. Patrick's Day here.
Yeah. And so I'm very lucky I didn't have to have a real job in the Real World. I probably would have got sent home for not going to work.
Yeah, because I vaguely remember them having to have a job and it being like, you're not performing well at the job and like shit like that. And now I'm realizing like, oh, they actually like needed the job.
Yeah. We got lucky.
Okay, so this is interesting because like on the shores, you know, like Floribama Shore or Jersey Shore, they have to have a job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing?
Well, I always thought they kind of got that from Real World because like Real World always had jobs. So I thought maybe they pulled from that. But again, that might be how they were getting paid in the beginning, because obviously like season one of Jersey Shore didn't make a lot of money. So that could have been the same thing where they got paid. That's where they were, quote, you know, getting their money from.
Oh, God damn. Yeah.
Again, very happy I was doing volunteer work that I didn't have to actually do real job.
MTV is savage with their cast.
Yeah, they're very, very sneaky with those contracts. They know what they're doing. Like, it's not their first rodeo.
One thing I asked, and I'll wrap this up after this, but one thing I'd asked Jemmy when I went on hers was, is the contract you guys sign, does it basically say, like, you could die and there's nothing you can do about it? Or something? She's like, yeah, basically. Because when I watch some of the challenges, I'm like, this is just too dangerous, and they seem like they know they've all signed a contract that says they could die and nothing, can't do anything about it, because they're too cavalier about it. And TJ will be like, don't be a pussy, get back up there. And I'm like, this is dangerous.
Emily, it's funny you brought that up, because I kind of did a deep dive into a contract, into like some articles about our contracts the other day, because I was talking about the Tanya situation on my podcast. Oh, it's really what we literally sign our lives away. Yeah. Like the most extreme is death, but it's even some other terms in there. You're like, I can't believe I've signed multiple one of these.
Right.
So you just sign, because they're so long. You just, if we're being honest, you just sign them. But when
you can't do it if you don't sign.
Yeah, exactly. When I was looking down and what some of the like breakdowns of the contract, I almost got like physically sick that my dumbass has signed multiple of those contracts.
Yeah.
So yeah, because they know.
But
what they're
again,
doing.
You can't do it if you don't sign the contract. So even I'm sure it's like, well, if whatever it says, I can't argue. It's like, do I want to do it, or do I want
to? Would I sign it today? Now, after knowing, maybe not. As being a 35-year-old woman, 24-year-old me didn't give a fuck. I would have signed it 37 times to do my first challenge. So they know how to get us.
Mm. Yeah, MTV definitely takes advantage of their casts.
Absolutely.
Woo. Ladies, this has been a fucking blast. Let's wrap this up, but can we go, Kelly, let people know where to find you, and then Jemmy, you do a little plug as well.
Yeah, okay. Totally. I'm Laguna Biatch on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. I co-host Beyond the Blinds. We do have live shows coming up. We're starting on May 3rd in DC, and then we're going to Chicago, Minneapolis, Philly, Atlanta. Wow. Then we're doing two shows in Seattle, one show in Portland, and we're rounding it out in San Francisco and LA. So if you heard one of your cities, go to Beyond the Blinds Instagram and all tickets are there.
That is a tour and a half.
Yes.
Love it. Okay, Jemmy?
I definitely want to crash one of her tour dates. You can find me. It's my podcast. If you haven't listened to it yet, it's Just Jem wherever you stream podcasts. Just Jem on Instagram and Just Jem 24 on Twitter. I'm a big Twitter girly, so if y'all are Twitter people, come my way. I love to tweet.
Yes. That was a good Twitter plug.
I love Twitter.
All right, guys. Love you. Mean it. And I will see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to She's Speaking with Emily Hanks. This show is produced, hosted, and edited by me, Emily, and brought to you in partnership with Cloud 10 Media. If you are looking for bonus content, check out the Patreon. The link is in the description. To show some support, you can hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. Another free way to support the pod, please rate and or review on whatever platform you listen. It's free, and it helps the algorithm or something. You can also head to buymeacoffee.com/shespeaks and buy me a coffee or two. Make sure you're following me on all social medias. I am She's Speaking with Emily Hanks across all platforms, Threads, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. That's it. Thank you guys. See you soon.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.